Welcome, and thank you for standing by. All participants are on listen-only until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. To ask a question, press star one on your touch-tone phone, record your name, and I will introduce you. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would like to now turn the call over to David Korman. Sir, you may begin.
Welcome, everyone, and good afternoon. We're glad you could join us for this webinar focused on NSF's Smart and Connected Communities program solicitation. I'm David Korman, the Program Director for the Computer Network and System Division in the Computer and Information Science and Engineering Directorate at NSF. Before we start, I want to discuss a few housekeeping guidelines. This webinar will be 1 hour in duration. We'll present for approximately 40 minutes, and then the remainder of that time will be dedicated to a question-and-answer session with participants. That said, please save your questions until the end of the presentation. The Q&A session will be guided by the operator, so please follow the instructions from them for that part of the webinar. We have a large number of participants on the call today, so there may be a delay before you get an opportunity to ask a question. A few frequently asked questions have been populated and will be reviewed at the end of the seminar. A summary list of the questions and answers will be published on the SNCC solicitation homepage within the next 3 weeks. To kick off today's webinar, I want to introduce Dr. Ken Calvert, Division Director of Computer and Network Systems, to provide an NSF leadership perspective on smart and connected communities.
Good afternoon, or good morning if you're on the West Coast. I want to add my thanks for your interest and for joining this webinar on the Smart and Connected Communities solicitation. I want to take just a couple of minutes to talk about the words in the title of the solicitation. Smart, in this context, means something that's able to take in, process, and output information or act on that information. More and more, our environment, and especially the built environment in which we all live, consists of things that are called smart in this sense. Connected refers to components and participants that share information appropriately across neighborhoods, systems, departments, and interest groups. And then communities is defined specifically in the solicitation, and that's going to be covered later. But the points I want to emphasize are that there's a specific constrained geographic area and the absence of constraints on size, so big, small, and middle-sized communities are all part of this. This program is about integrating and finding synergies, ways to take advantage of these three aspects to improve quality of life for the people involved. Because ultimately this, like everything NSF does, is about people. I think this is a really rich area for research with a wide range of multidisciplinary problems that are both interesting and challenging. And that's witnessed by the five directorates involved in this Smart and Connected Communities activities, including this solicitation, and especially the strong support of the leadership across those directorates. So thanks again for your interest, and now I'm going to turn it back over to David and the rest of the team to present the context and go over the details of the solicitation.
Thank you, Ken. Welcome. On the webinar today, I also have with me Dr. David Mendoza, Program Director for the Civil Mechanical Manufacturing Innovation Division, the Engineering Directorate, and Dr. Sunil Narumalani, a Program Director for Behavioral and Cognitive Sciences in the Social, Behavioral, and Economic Sciences directed at NSF. Both David and Sunil will participate in the webinar presentation as well as in the Q&A session. To begin, I'll provide some context on the NSF's Smart and Connected Communities vision for the 21st century. We'll then transition to the SNCC solicitation, NSF 16-610, which is requesting proposals for integrative research grants, research coordination networks, and planning grants. We'll talk more about the scope and requirements for the solicitation later. Finally, we will end with a Q&A session. The National Science Foundation is a leader in advancing fundamental science, research, innovation, and education that will revolutionize cities and communities of the future. NSF-wide investment in smart connected communities aligns with the National Smart Cities Initiative, which was announced in September 2015 and includes participation from the NSF Directorates for Computer and Information Science and Engineering, SIES, Education and Human Resources, EHR, Engineering, Geosciences, GEO, and Social, Behavioral, and Economic Sciences, SBE. Just last month, to mark the one-year anniversary of the Smart Cities Initiative, a number of public and private partners announced a new set of commitments in support of smart cities. As part of these announcements, NSF committed more than $60 million in new investments in fiscal year 2016 and planned investments in fiscal year 2017, including in the SNCC solicitation. Let me highlight a couple of examples of the kinds of research activities that NSF has supported. First, we announced grants and planned funding to evolve the future of urban transportation, supporting researchers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, to test for the first time how an entire urban network of connected and autonomous vehicles can automatically cooperate to improve travel efficiency and operate safely during severe weather events. Additionally, with funding from NSF and Argonne National Laboratory, the City of Chicago and the University of Chicago have installed a fitness tracker for the city, where they are anticipating 500 outdoor sensor boxes called the Array of Things that will allow the city and public to instantly obtain block-by-block data on air quality, noise levels, and traffic. NSF is also working with other agencies across the federal government interested in SNCC, along with private and international partners. NSF's investment in the Smart City Initiative also aligns with its leadership of the Advanced Wireless Research Initiative, which was announced back in July. As part of that effort, NSF is committing $400 million over the next 7 years in support of fundamental research on advanced wireless technologies. Included in that number is $50 million from NSF toward the design, development, deployment, and initial operations of four new city-scale wireless research platforms as part of the Platforms for Advanced Wireless Research Initiative, PAWR, Power for short. That amount will be matched by another $50 million from more than 20 companies that have joined forces in an advanced wireless industry consortium. Cities and communities in the U.S. and around the world are entering a new era of transformational change in which their inhabitants and the surrounding built and natural environments are increasingly connected by smart technologies, leading to new opportunities for innovation, improved services, and most important, enhanced quality of life. The goal of this Smart and Connected Community solicitation is to support strongly interdisciplinary, integrative research and research capacity building activities that will improve understanding of smart and connected communities and lead to discoveries that enable sustainable change to enhance community functioning. Generally, smart and connected communities are those that integrate people and information, communications, engineering, and other technologies to improve the quality of life for those who live, travel, and work in them. Successful SNCC projects are expected to pursue integrative research and research capacity building activities that integrate multiple disciplinary perspectives and undertake meaningful community engagement. Let me emphasize that, multidisciplinary and community engagement. Meaningful community engagement will help frame the research directions, provide access to input for such research, and provide means of understanding the results that emerge from such research efforts. Unless stated otherwise, for the purpose of this year's solicitation, communities are physical, geographically defined entities such as towns, cities, or incorporated rural areas, often consisting of diverse and varied populations with a governance structure and the ability to engage in meaningful ways with the proposed research. To meet the multidisciplinary criterion, proposals must meaningfully integrate across both the social and technological research dimensions. In this solicitation, the social dimensions reflect areas typically included in the portfolios of the NSF's Directorates for Social, Behavior, and Economic Sciences, and Education and Human Resources, while the technological dimensions reflect disciplinary areas typically included in the portfolios of the Directorates for Computer and Information Science and Engineering, and Engineering. Proposals may also pursue integration with other disciplines as needed, including but not limited to those typically encompassed in the portfolio of NSF's Directorate for Geosciences. Successful proposals are also expected to include appropriate community engagement as defined further in the solicitation. The SMCC program consists of integrative research, research capacity building, and community engagement components. The integrative research component encompasses innovation that addresses combined social and technical aspects of smart and connected communities. Among the social considerations that could result for pursuing an integrative research approach are improved understanding of the attitudes, behaviors, and other characteristics of community inhabitants, groups and organizations within the community, and relationships with other communities or the larger environment and institution. Processes of learning, adaptation, interaction, and collaboration, economic impacts on the community, and future opportunities for growth. Among the technological considerations that could result from taking an integrative research approach are things such as data integration and management, new algorithms and modeling frameworks for understanding and exploiting high volumes of diverse and complex data, security and privacy, and innovations in the design and engineering of materials, sensors, structures, and systems in support of smart and connected communities, and improving the quality of life therein. From an integrative perspective, these considerations must be explored in concert, taking into account opportunities, vulnerabilities, and possible unintended consequences of distributed intelligent technologies embedded within communities. Examples of illustrative integrative research topics are provided in the solicitation. These include things such as infrastructure retrofit and design through advances in system science and engineering, and in light of broader social changes in the attitudes, behaviors, and demographics of the community. Novel computing technologies and advances in theories of learning that enable cyber learning with consideration of distributed intelligence, knowledge-building communities, formal or informal educational environments, knowledge management, and communities of practice for a future diverse and innovative workforce, and fundamental research in sensing, estimation, and information theory, cooperative control, game theory applied to and influenced by smart and connected communities and their members. Now let's talk about the SNCC component, research capacity building. The research capacity building component refers to activities that further develop the interdisciplinary teams and team members that can contribute to research and applications for smart and connected communities, whether by developing plans for future research efforts and directions, or in the activation of collaborations or networks to link new and ongoing efforts in novel ways. The ultimate goal of research capacity building is to develop and attract research talent to address smart and connected community integrative research challenges through training, collaborations, networks, seminars, or other approaches. Such activities should be organized around strongly multidisciplinary integrative themes such as those described in the SNCC solicitation and with close community engagement. SNCC component community engagement. The community engagement component is an essential component of both integrative research and research capacity building. Here, community engagement refers to substantive interaction with individuals, institutions, and other organizations in target communities as defined above. Examples of community partner organizations and anchor institutions in the public, private, and not-for-profit sectors include, but are not limited to, governments, government departments, schools, libraries, health and social service providers, nonprofits, cultural organizations and businesses. Investigators and community partners are encouraged to work closely to develop and evaluate creative approaches to achieving meaningful engagement for mutual benefit. Examples of community engagement are provided in the SNCC solicitation. Now I'm going to turn it over to David Mendoza to walk you through the details of SNCC proposal categories.
Thank you, David. The SNCC solicitation will support research projects in four categories: integrated research grants, Track 1 and Track 2, research coordination networks, and planning grants. The ultimate goal of integrated research grants is to develop integrative understanding and aspects of SNCC meaningful to communities, and by example, point the broader research community toward SNCC research frontiers. All proposals in this category, while projects may focus on advances across multiple application domains, all proposals should take a holistic and integrative approach to addressing research problems central to understanding, adapting to, and developing SNCC systems, both from social and technological perspectives. IRG projects must also describe activities directed at building research capacity, namely activities to develop or attract research talent to address SNCC integrative research challenges. IRG projects are expected to involve and demonstrate substantive community engagement. It is anticipated that IRG Track 1 awards provide 3 to 5 years of support for projects at a level not to exceed $5 million for the total budget. And IRG Track 2 awards will provide 3 or 4 years of support for projects at a level not to exceed $1 million for the total budget. The ultimate goal of Research Coordination Network awards is to nurture and grow the SNCC research and education ecosystem, including cultivating new research directions in this area and or otherwise advancing the field through communication and sharing of ideas. Proposals in this category do not require a preliminary proposal. RCN awards are intended to significantly advance the SNCC field or create new directions in research by supporting groups of investigators in communicating and coordinating their research, training, and educational activities across disciplinary, organizational, and geographical boundaries. The activities supported by SNCC RCN awards are the means by which investigators foster synthesis and new collaborations and communicate and share information and ideas, including advances in science, engineering. SNCC RCN awards are not meant to support existing activities of established collaborations. Areas of interest may include, but not are limited to, novel participant networking strategies, collaborative technologies for interdisciplinary or distributed work, and research community standards for data and metadata. Each of these awards provide 4 to 5 years of support for projects at a level not to exceed $500,000 for the total budget. More information about the RCN concept and mechanism can be found in NSF publication 15-527. The ultimate goal of SNCC planning grants is to stimulate and enable future high-impact projects that can contribute to the SNCC vision. Proposals in this category do not require a preliminary proposal. SNCC planning grants are intended to build multidisciplinary research teams that will engage community stakeholders to develop a holistically integrated fundamental SNCC research concepts. Planning grants must address how local community engagement will inform the planning activities. They are not meant to support research on the proposed concepts. Proposals must present a description of the fundamental integrative research concept along with a strategy for developing this concept. Examples of these strategies include, but are not limited to, identifying academic collaborators, building partnerships with appropriate community stakeholders, planning regular interactions with the team or cross-training of students, and exploring the unique needs of the community. Each of these awards will be at a level not to exceed $100,000 for the total budget and a duration of 1 year. Research concepts must align with the definition of integrative research outlined in the program description for the SNCC solicitation. Now I'm going to turn it over to Sunil Narumalani to walk you through the details of SNCC award and eligibility information and preparation instructions.
Thank you, David. SNCC award information. The number of awards in each category will be dependent upon the overall mix of proposals and the degree to which they meet the solicitation goals, merit review criteria, and solicitation-specific review criteria. NSF anticipates investments of up to $18.5 million to support approximately 1 to 3 integrative research grants, Track 1 awards, 5 to 8 integrative research grants, Track 2 awards, 2 to 3 Research Coordination Networks or RCN awards, and 10 to 15 planning grants. Note that awards and future commitments are dependent on the availability of funds. SCC eligibility information. As specified in the solicitation, an individual may appear as a PI, co-PI, or other senior personnel on only one proposal submitted to either SNCC Integrative Research Grants, Track 1 or Track 2, but not both. Only 2 proposals submitted to the SNCC Research Coordination Networks category, and only 1 proposal submitted to the SNCC Planning Grant category. There are no restrictions or limits to who may serve as PI or to the number of proposals per organization. For collaborative proposals involving multiple institutions, a proposal must be submitted by one lead institution with funding for all other participating institutions made through sub-awards. For U.S. universities and 2- and 4-year colleges with overseas campuses, this solicitation restricts eligibility to research activities using the facilities, equipment, and other resources of the campuses located in the U.S. only. Please see the NSF Proposal and Awards Policy and Procedures Guide, or PAPG, NSF 16-1, for additional information and to make sure you meet all the eligibility requirements. SNCC Proposal Preparation Instructions, Preliminary Proposals. As mentioned previously, submission of a preliminary proposal is required in order to be eligible to submit a full SNCC Integrative Research Grant Proposal, Track 1 or Track 2. Preliminary proposals must be submitted via the NSF Fastlane system. Even if proposals will be submitted via grants.gov by your institution and page limits will be strictly enforced. Proposers should review the most current PAPG NSF 16-1 for specific information on signatures and format requirements 4 required sections. Preliminary proposals should consist of 4 elements as follows, and no other sections are permitted. First, the cover sheet must contain the project's title and begin with SNCC-IRG Preliminary Proposal Track 1 or 2, followed by a colon, and then followed by the project title. Second, the project summary may not exceed 1 page in length and must consist of the following 3 clearly labeled sections: overview, intellectual merit, and broader impacts. Third, the project description of the preliminary proposals is limited to 4 pages and must consist of the following 6 clearly labeled sections: vision and goals, integrative research approach, research capacity building, integration and multidisciplinary context, management, and budget and sub-awardees. Fourth, the project personnel and partner institutions is limited to 1 page and must provide current, accurate information for all personnel and institutions that are involved in the project. SNCC Proposal Preparation Instructions. This is for the full proposal. Proposers must follow the most current version of the NSF PAPG for guidance on the required sections for a full research proposal submitted to NSF. It is important to note that the 2017 PAPG has not yet been released. NSF anticipates release of the revised PAPG in fall of 2016, which will be effective for proposals that are submitted or due on or after January 30th, 2017. The full proposal guide deadline is February 16th, and therefore all full proposals will fall under the revised PAPG. Proposers of full proposals have the option to submit in response to the SNCC program solicitation via the grants.gov or via the NSF Fastlane system. Proposal preparation instructions, full proposal. The full proposal has requirements that are specific to the program category that you are applying for. It is the responsibility of the proposer to assure submitted proposals meet all requirements detailed within the Smart and Connected Community Solicitation, that is NSF 16-610. Full proposals require a cover page, project description, collaborators, and other affiliations information, and supplemental documents. The cover sheet must contain the project title with a prefix that is specific to the program category that you're applying for. A prefix for each program area is provided in the SNCC solicitation. The project description for the SNCC Integrative Research Grants, Tracks 1 and 2, and the SNCC Research Coordination Network is limited to 15 pages, whereas the SNCC planning grants are limited to 5 pages. Collaborators and other affiliation information templates can be found at HTTP, at the website that's provided on the slide, which is https www.nsf.gov/size/collab/. Supplementary documents include a project personnel and partner institutions document for all award categories, an integration and management plan for integrated research grants, tracks 1 and 2 only, and letters of collaboration and human subjects protection document based on the specifications of the solicitation. Now I'm going to turn it over to David Corman to walk you through the SNCC due dates, program director contact information, and to provide a review of the key solicitation requirements.
Thank you, Sunil. Once again, here are the important reminders about the SNCC solicitation. Preliminary proposal due date is November 30th, 2016. The full proposal deadline is February 16th, 2017. As with all solicitations, proposals are due by 5 p.m. submitters local time. Here we have provided a list of the program directors that represent each of the directorates participating in the SNCC solicitation. You may use this list to target the appropriate point of contact within each directorate. Please note that the following information is current at the time of publishing. See the program website for any updates to the points of contact. Thank you for joining us today for the Smart Connected Communities webinar. Please check the NSF SNCC webpage at nsf.gov/SCC for more information about our SNCC activities. Please consider serving on an SNCC review panel and or recommending individuals to serve in on SNC panels. Let me emphasize that. Your participation in the review process is really critical to NSF doing its job. Some information on SNCC at a glance. First of all, our goal is to pursue research and research capacity building activities that integrate multiple disciplinary perspectives and undertake meaningful community engagement. We have multiple components: integrative research, research capacity building, community engagement for all tracks, with the level of each depending upon the track. The limit on PI submissions, there is a limit on PI submissions, and please see the solicitation for specific details. The total funding is $18.5 million and may span roughly 18 to 29 awards, subject to the availability of funds. The solicitation includes the participation of five NSF directorates, including size, engineering, social, behavioral, and economic sciences, EHR, and geosciences. Read the solicitation carefully and visit nsf.gov/SCC for more information about NSF's investments. For questions, contact sccquestions@nsf.gov with additional questions. One of the points in that table that I wanted to emphasize is that preliminary proposals are only required for the IRG category. I'd like to provide you with five things that we want you to know before you work your proposal. First of all, the solicitation supports use-inspired fundamental research. Second, a critical requirement and distinguishing feature of this solicitation is community engagement. Again, see the solicitation for details. Who may submit? This is different from many NSF solicitations, which are frequently restricted to academics and nonprofits. In this solicitation, universities and colleges, nonprofits, for-profit organizations, state and local governments, etc., can submit in compliance with NSF PAPG. U.S. institutions may propose collaborative work with partners in foreign countries, and the number of proposals per PI or co-PI is limited. Fourth, multi-institution proposals must be submitted by one lead institution using sub-awards for funding other participating institutions. These are not collaborative proposals. They're a lead proposal with sub-awards. And finally, read the solicitation carefully. It contains a lot of information and may help you answer any questions that you have. I will now turn it back over to Sunil to provide you with several frequently asked questions as well as answers.
today. So we have tried to anticipate some of the questions, which you've seen many other NSFs, we call them frequently asked questions. The formal FAQs will be posted on the SNCC solicitation website in late October or early November. And questions that are answered today are informal and they serve to clarify. The solicitation is the official word. The formal FAQs are an advisory document and therefore not binding. One of the questions that probably would be commonly asked is, how is a community defined and how many communities are required for a partnership? For the purposes of this solicitation, communities are physical, geographically defined entities, such as towns, cities, or incorporated rural areas, often consisting of various populations, with a governance structure and an ability to engage in meaningful ways with the proposed research. Proposers must define the community and reflect how the community will engage in meaningful ways with the proposed activities. Participation of at least one community is required. It is expected that this participation will be undertaken through collaboration with one or more community partners. Now, the next slide here brings you the question, what is a community partner and who might be a community partner for my research? Well, community partners are those collaborators who are directly linked to the community. As described in the solicitation, examples of community partner organizations and anchor institutions include, but not limited to, governments, including government departments, schools, libraries, health and social service providers, nonprofits, cultural organizations, and businesses. Another question that's populated is, when must a letter of collaboration be included in the proposal? For this, please see the PAPG, Chapter 2C.2-D. That number is given on the slide, so NSF 16-1 for information regarding letters of collaboration from unfunded collaborators. A letter of collaboration, for example, may be used to demonstrate community engagement from unfunded partners. In addition, that engagement should be detailed in the proposal as outlined in the solicitation. Another question is, how is the SNCC solicitation distinguished from other solicitations? In this case, a central distinguishing feature of the SNCC solicitation is the requirement to incorporate community engagement and integrative research. Whereas these elements are not required, although they might be present in some of the other programs, such as cyber physical systems or CRISP, Critical Resilient Interdependent Infrastructure Systems, or FATSI, Secure and Trustworthy Cyberspace, INFUSE, Innovations at the Nexus of Food, Energy and Water Systems, or CHS, Cyber Human Systems, or other core programs. Now, there's a table out there which defines as a preliminary proposal required, referring back to the table, we see that the preliminary proposal is required for both the tracks in the integrated research grants category. And the deadline for those for preliminary proposals is November 30th, 2016. The proposal deadline for all categories is February 16th, 2017. Another question is, can an IRG be submitted if a preliminary proposal is not submitted? No. A full proposal can only be submitted if a preliminary proposal is received by the deadline specified in the solicitation, i.e., November 30th, 2016. And with that, I will turn back to David Corman, who's going to moderate the question and answers from the audience.
Thank you, Sunil. So do we have any questions?
Again, if you would like to ask a question over the phone, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone, unmute your phone, record your name clearly after the prompt, and I will introduce you for your question. That's star 1 to ask a question. If you need to withdraw your question, you may press star 2. One moment, please, for incoming questions. The first question comes from Glenn Rickert. Your line is open.
So, hello, this is Florence Hudson with Glenn Rickert. The question we have is, there are a number of universities that we're working with that have smart campus initiatives going on. Can a university in its own right be a smart and connected community, or do they have to be working specifically with the municipality in which they live?
A university has to be working with a well-defined community. The university itself, just a number of institutions, doesn't really represent a community of the type we're looking for.
Okay, so as an example, let's say I'm working with Virginia Tech, as we are, and the County of Arlington. They would have to submit together?
If the County of Arlington represents the specific community that we'll be engaged with, yes.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Vadim Sokolov. Your line is open.
I have two questions. One question is on pre-proposal. So is pre-proposal binding in terms of funding team and title? And are we going to get any feedback on the pre-proposal or any recommendation on how we can improve or submit or not submit? So that's about pre-proposal.
Okay, so the answer to that is you will get an encourage and discourage along with limited other comments. The other point about that is that the encourage or the discourage return is not binding. So you can take feedback, update your proposal, improve it, and submit it.
What if we change our mind on title or topic of the proposal between the pre-proposal and the full proposal?
So I think that may be covered.
We'll get back to you in a moment on that one.
In the solicitation itself.
Okay. And can you also tell what will be distribution of proposals among directorates and how full proposal is going to be reviewed? Is it going to be a panel specific for this call, or is it going to be going to panels in individual directorates?
I'm not sure that that's a question we need to answer right now. It's a multidisciplinary, multi-directorate program, and we will work a review process that respects the multidisciplinary character of those proposals.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Kim Zentz. Your line is open.
Thank you. I also have two questions, but they're straightforward. Under the research coordination networks, could you elaborate a little bit more on why it is not encouraged to support existing collaborations, and if you could include what you would define as an existing collaboration?
Yeah, sure, I'll take it. That's the nature of the instrument, the RCN instrument. It's being used here, and it's been used elsewhere. If you you take a look at the document that we're pointing to in the solicitation, you'll get the full information about it. So it's just not what RCN covers.
Well, I understand that it doesn't cover that. That's clear to me, but I wanted to understand why, maybe, and what you define as a new collaboration.
Well, a new collaboration, you could demonstrate that by pointing out that you haven't published anything together, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and where I think with RCN, again, if you look at that document, the research is really in the construction of the network.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're really trying to do is synthesize and synergize from individuals and groups who are not currently collaborators.
Great, thank you. That's helpful. My second question is, I just wanted to confirm that the distinguishing characteristics between Track 1 and Track 2 of the IRG are really just the sizes of the teams and the scope and duration of the proposal activities. Is that correct?
I think that's a fair
enough
statement.
So there's no content distinguishing characteristics between Track 1 and Track 2.
I think your assessment is right.
Right.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Junmin Chow. Your line is open.
Hi. I have a question regarding the research coordination network. I know there's a separate document that ran that, but for this particular program, what kind of budget category would typically fund?
I think that's defined in the RCN solicitation itself. I believe the number is limited to 500,000, and usually over a period of 5 years.
Right. My question is, what do you have an example where, previous rounds, for example, when you funded RCN, how people use up that fund? Do they pay for the project?
I think that's an answer that you need to provide to us in the proposal. Tell us what you will be doing versus asking us to describe what's been done in the past.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Sudhir Searsagar. Your line is open.
Thank you. I have two questions. First is, in terms of the community engagement, would the leader from the community, if it's a funded partner, be shown as a co-PI with a Fastlane ID, or can they be shown as a key personnel? And then the second question is, with respect to the number of the limit on the proposals for the PI, across, let's say, a PI submitting across all four categories, very unlikely, but would then the PI be allowed to submit beyond part of four proposals?
So let me answer the easiest question first. Whether the community leader could be engaged as a PI, co-PI, or senior personnel, it's really your choice. Any of those are suitable arrangements. And you should choose the one which you feel is most advantageous in your proposal. The second is, you can be on one IRG proposal, two RCN proposals, and one planning grant.
Okay.
That's a total of four. You would be very busy.
Yeah. Thank you.
The next question comes from Tenzing Hong. Your line is open.
Thanks. My question is, can Department of Energy's National Lab participate in this solicitation?
So it's a question that I actually need to do a little research on. I know there's special limitations on FFRDCs in terms of their participation in any specific NSF grant. So that's a question we will be answering in the frequently asked questions.
Thanks.
The next question is from Roberto Gallardo. Your line is open.
Hey, hello. Thank you so much. I have a quick question. If I'm assuming correctly, this is really focusing on what you mean by smart communities is in kind of an Internet of Things environment where we can find out best ways to use it, protect the data, et cetera, et cetera. My question, if that assumption is correct, can it be used to develop a framework to research the impact of the digital age and its applications on rural communities?
So let me answer the first question that you posed. I think the assumption that you have that this is all about Internet of Things is not really correct. The research, the one, we're looking for fundamental research that can span multiple technology domains and application spaces. So the second question was, can I be involved in creation of a framework? And the answer to that is the specific choice of research that you choose to do is really up to you. A framework could be construed as a part of research, but remember that as part of that activity, you need, one, it needs to be multidisciplinary in character. You need a community, and you need community engagement.
Okay, yeah, and that's what I had in mind. In fact, we're going to look at different areas that may be impacted by digital age applications in the setting of rural communities. And I work for the Extension Service, so we have that community engagement part kind of.
Right, and one of the things I wanted to emphasize is this is not called the Smart Cities Program. It's called Smart and Connected Communities, in that we are looking not only at cities, small, medium-sized towns, but we're also interested in whether in the use inside rural areas.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. That gives me high hopes. I appreciate it. Thank you.
The next question comes from Josh Tan. Your line is open.
Hi, guys. Just a quick question about the collaborators. So I noticed in one of the slides it talks about international collaborators, partners in foreign countries. So my understanding is people from other sort of foreign countries cannot serve as co-PIs and cannot be funded by sort of this grant. Is that true? And if so, what's the status? What does it mean when we say we can do collaborative work?
So institutions, U.S. institutions, may propose collaborative work with partners in foreign countries. Proposals that have anticipated and clearly defined international dimensions or components should ensure, one, that the collaboration is compelling, it enhances intellectual merit, and broader impact. Also, NSF has within the PAPG specific information on what can and cannot be funded for an international partnership. In general, as you stated, NSF generally provides support only to the U.S.-based organization and will thus typically consider proposals that involve international collaborations, provided support is requested only for the U.S. portion of that effort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone, unmute your phone, record your name clearly after the prompt, and I will introduce you for your question. That's star 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from Dangu Chen. Your line is open.
Oh, hello. Thank you. So I have two questions. First of all, do we need the human subject protection and also the IRB?
Does that one question or is that two?
That one question.
Okay. So the answer to that really depends upon the nature of the research that you propose. If the research that you propose involves human subjects, then you will need to, one, identify that you may need IRB creation, and that we like to see that information as part of a full proposal, but frequently that information may be provided at the after a proposal has been selected. As detailed in the solicitation, proposals involving human subjects should include a supplementary document of no more than 2 pages in length, summarizing potential risks to human people. So if you have, if you know that you require human subject involvement, make sure that you put in that supplemental document.
I see. So the second question is simple. Is there a limitation on the number of co-PIs?
That's a specific question. I think we need to add that it to the frequently asked question.
Stay tuned.
So you can be 4 co-PIs. One in each.
Standard PAPG rules will apply.
I think stay tuned for a more complete answer in the frequently asked questions.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Nishal Mohan. Your line is open.
Hey, David. When are you notifying applicants of your decision?
On the pre-proposals?
You're talking about the pre-proposals.
Both the pre-proposals and the final proposals.
So the final proposal is the easiest to answer because the NSF number is usually within 6 months after submission. Obviously, we will be doing pre-proposal notification much earlier, and what we expect to do is get it by the end of 2016 to you.
Thanks.
And remember, you have till for the final proposal, you have till February 16th to update your proposal and submit it by, 5 p.m. local time.
The next question comes from Wen Yashu. Your line is open.
Hello. My question is, if we have the limit on pre-proposals.
The number of pre-proposals you can submit, is there a limit?
So as a PI, you're limited to one pre-proposal. As a PI.
Your institution can send as many, but you as a PI are limited to the limitations you spoke about earlier.
I think I ask this question because is it possible to submit multiple proposal to increase the chance to be select?
No. This isn't the lottery.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your answer.
There are no further questions.
Well, thank you for your time. We look forward to your interesting and innovative ideas in the pre-proposal. Remember, keep looking at the NSF/SCC webpage for any updates, and we will be posting the webinar and frequently asked questions in the near future. Thank you.
This concludes today's conference. Thank you for your attendance. You may disconnect your lines.